This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 30, where are we? No, we're not 30. That was the last half hour. It's 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, or as the ladies like to call me, Single Doug. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, last names please, Jay Kirshner, here with the morning dew on our faces, the pristine feeling of springtime. The midday sun now, it feels so good on our skin, doesn't it, ladies? And you can smell the things that are growing. I have tulips and little daisies and daffodils growing all over the place. It really is. And they grow so quickly. You notice that? It's kind of like a hoo-hoo. Today we're bigger. They grow 2, 3, 4 inches a day. At least when, the temperature warms up above 60. Thanks to the universe, thanks to God, thanks to all things that make things grow. It really is a wonderful time of year. Springtime, new beginnings. Well, every day is a new beginning. That's a given. So in the meantime, we have the reality of things going on. The Derek Chauvin case, the body camera, is now, I guess, in evidence, right? It shows his reaction to what was going on. Jennifer, what have you seen or felt? What do you get out of the last couple of days of testimony?
Yeah, it's really interesting the way that they're showing this. I mean, take yourself out of the heaviness of what they're talking about, but
yeah.
The way that they have technically set up the surveillance cameras is that they show what was happening on street cam, but then they're also showing it like in a screen within a screen, the view from the body cam. So it was kind of interesting to see how they're doing that technically. And this was the first time we had an indication of what Derek Chauvin was doing after the incident, after George Floyd was taken away.
What did you think of what you saw?
It was interesting. It was strange. Somebody on the street said, you just killed him. You just killed him. And he said very calmly, he said, that's one man's opinion. He said, what did he say? He said something, I'm paraphrasing here. He said, it's one man's opinion. He was resisting arrest. I had to neutralize the situation or something like that. And he was very calm.
Not really denying that he killed
very
him.
Very collected.
Interesting.
He said it's one man. Maybe the guy didn't say you killed him. You know, that was too much. But basically he was calm saying, no, his thing was, it seemed like he was saying, I followed protocol, essentially. Like, he didn't seem rattled. He didn't seem like he did something wrong.
Right, but shouldn't he be rattled when a man just died under his knee?
Unless you're so
hardened to the work or the reality of what goes on.
I mean,
that
other
those
people have died on his,
you know,
that he's been involved in shootings and stuff, but still, you would think that that would rattle someone.
I think it would be easy for us to say yes, but I think that police officers and, for that matter, firefighters and ambulance workers, emergency responders, are trained not to be rattled by those situations because they have to be. If they get rattled, then there's no one that's in control of the scene. So this is not a defense of him, but I think first responders are probably trained to not. I mean, think about the gruesome stuff they have to see every single day. And if everybody was a crying, weeping mess, it would be a problem. So,
but my point though is, I have a good friend who is a first responder, a paramedic in the city, and you know he has witnessed horrific things, and said and I've asked him about that. I said, well, how do you deal with that? And he said, well, you know, in the moment when you're treating someone or trying to save a life, you know, there's obviously that's where you know your yeah. adrenaline kicks in and your expertise kicks in. He said, but it never ever gets easier. Every single life
I'm
that's
sure.
lost on my watch, he goes, that haunts you.
And we never know what these people are like when they have to go home. But in that moment, and again, like I said, not a defense of him because I don't know what the right response was.
Police officers get divorced. Isn't the divorce rate high among police officers?
They're doing hard work, and I think to your friend's point, you can't show it while you're working. You have to wait till you're at home. And so, I mean, I don't know how you do
that. That's what, part of the psychological exam. You'd think, or you'd hope, that in communities of all sizes that there is a psychological component. You know, most of the big hospitals now have psychs. The character that's played on Chicago Med. He's been an actor, and what the heck is his name? Heavy set guy, plays the shrink in the hospital. Come on, everybody. Oliver Platt.
I don't watch that show, but I know who he is.
Yeah, okay. So he plays the hospital's resident shrink. And most hospitals now, because of what is going on, because of the pressure on not only the people who are pros, but the people who are coming in, you know, there's this worry, this concern. And I think that if we were to invest in anything, or if we were to rearrange dollars trying to figure out how to better make the public systems work, it would be to invest in having good professional shrinks, professional psychologists, professional people who understand how the mind works and can counsel people and coach people. There's no damage. There's no harm. It's kind of like we were talking about Mitch McConnell saying to Republicans, okay, you can be real boys now and go get your shot. There's no harm in getting a shot. Well, there's no harm, and the same people probably need to be convinced sometimes that they need to have therapy to talk things through, to learn how to deal with things. And maybe if that were the case, we wouldn't have all of these shoot 'em ups everywhere, like we've been talking about in New York and Los Angeles and the Chauvin thing. Whatever it is, people need to calm down. People need to get a grip. People need to understand how other people think. It's not just about them. It's about other people and how to deal with that stuff. And I think we are woefully, inadequately prepared, most of us, to do that because we're not sensitive to, and that's not about, you know, that's not about being a man or not being a man, Jennifer. I don't think it is anyway. I think, as a matter of fact, stepping up to get that sort of stuff, speaking from my own experience, makes me a better man.
I agree. I think that people say that being manly or alpha is like a negative connotation. Maybe for some people it is. I'm talking about a strong man. I'm talking about someone who is there to protect and to take care and to, you know, be more in control. So I think that's a part of it. I think absolutely seeking therapy is a manly thing to do, especially if you need it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some other people in the news. Brittany's dad wants to pay her bills, the legal fees. I thought, what's the relationship?
He wants her to pay, and she is paying.
I thought it was the other way around. Okay, I got it wrong.
This is yet again, you know, people
what a
are
can of worms.
With the Free Britney movement and all of that. The problem, though, is that she is a court-appointed lawyer, so that guy is making, I think he just requested payments of about $400,000 and another
$278,333 $378,333 to be exact.
Yeah, and that's just the most recent one. And so she's paying for the court-appointed lawyer that she was not even allowed to choose, her own attorney. So that's one. This guy's never going to give up this gig. I mean, what other court-appointed lawyer makes
that? Well, there's
that
another
much money?
Lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Nobody
the other lawyer has got a bill there for $238,272.
That's the other firm that he has helping him. Now, and that's on Brittany's side. On the other side, her father has now requested nearly $3 million in legal fees, $2 million to his own lawyers who are working to keep her under this conservatorship. And then he wants his own money, which is about $3 million. So
he's paying for an office to do this. He's got office space for taking care of. Oh, come on.
So $2,000 a month for office space. $16,000 a month is what he gets to be the co-conservator. And so, I mean, that's... And then the other thing that's crazy, he also is requesting that Brittany pay $1.5 million in fees to the law firm that he employs so that they can handle press inquiries about the documentary. This is why she's never going to get out of this situation, because everyone's making way too much money.
Well, you heard about the latest scandal, right, about her releasing a message about how she cried for 2 weeks after the documentary. And a lot of her, like, Uber fans that follow her social media accounts say that they don't think that was her. They think it was somebody from the estate or whatever they call it.
Controlling her Instagram.
Yeah, controlling her Instagram because they wanted to take away the story of the fact that these legal fees have come out, how much it's costing the courts. And so they knew that was coming out, and they released the thing. And so the headline is now, Brittany he cried for 2 weeks instead of about the money.
Right.
All right. Another name in the news, Jennifer Love Hewitt. I think we started talking about her earlier, being upset. Jay, is this something that was trending? I think it was, wasn't it, the last couple of days about her, the media? She's been talking about the news media's gross obsessions.
They were asking all these gross questions about her body. And, I mean, she's being objectified while she's trying to promote her films and her TV shows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like her. I've always liked her. There's something about it that's just like,
she's very sweet.
One of those.
She's super sweet.
She's in that show with Rob Lowe now, isn't she? 911 or whatever that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she is. There's a guy in there. I've not watched the show a lot. The only time if I click over and she's in the scene, then I will watch it because there's something again. But she's changed a lot too, don't you think? Over the years, we all change. I guess maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But the roles that she gets are the kinds of things that she was that. Wasn't her first show that was really popular about out of this world experiences or something?
She was a medium on The Ghost Whisperer.
That's right, The Ghost.
Yeah, I used to love that show. She was great on that show. Yeah, it's weird with all the Britney stuff. This is kind of one of the reasons why this interview happened the way it did with her talking about this stuff now, because it brought up a lot of memories of her. 20 years ago, you know, every interviewer was asking her, are your boobs real or fake? And then she got to the point where she was expecting those questions, and she did a press junket for one of her movies. I think it was I Know What You Did Last Summer. And she wore a T-shirt that said silicone free. So, I mean, just because she got sick of people asking. I mean, that's so private.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I was going to say, it takes a lot of balsam to ask a question like that, I would think, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the DJV program, download that's up. This is kind of a funny contradiction. The download has been uploaded so that you can listen to a portion of our conversations from the last couple of days, including a focus on the World Health Organization. That continues, as a matter of fact. There's a lot more going on there with people around the country and around the world saying the World Health Organization is full of bunk, or as my father used to say, full of old shoes. So we have that story also trending. Tables being turned on countries who criticize the way we handle vaccinations. And so that's, you know, there are all kinds of things always every day about the vaccines, about COVID. That's part of the mainstay here on the DJV program. So catch up on what you don't know. Listen to the download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour, it's trending time here in this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen, happily with my the Three Musketeers on the program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay, well, we're all here. We've been yakking over the last couple of minutes about Tiger Woods. So what's trending in terms of what's believable? Or maybe that's not a factor here.
All right, so his accident that happened on February 23rd, the cause of the accident has been determined. The investigation has concluded. However, they're not releasing the information due to privacy concerns.
Privacy of who?
Yeah, like privacy issues. Like, what's that?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things that could be happening here. And, again, you know, a lot of times people think that all of this stuff, like the double-tiered system of justice, is about race, and maybe in some cases it is. I think it's more socioeconomic than that. And here we have another example of a celebrity who is going to probably not have a lot of questions asked of him because of this. Now, so Sheriff Villanueva came out early on, and his sheriff's deputy said they had no indication that he was on any drugs, so they didn't do a field sobriety test, or they didn't take any blood or get anything from Tiger Woods. So one of the issues is that they wouldn't have had what was in his, like, the toxicology report until he was being treated at the hospital, and because of HIPAA, that kind of stuff cannot be released. So that's number one and probably the most likely scenario. Number two is that Villanueva is probably trying to cover for the fact that his deputy may have let this guy skate because he's Tiger Woods and just shuttled him off to the hospital instead of doing what they needed to do about that every other poor schlub would have gotten if they ran off the road. So
blood alcohol, sobriety, all that. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's probably either one or the other or a combination of both.
The weird thing, though, there's several weird things that he never braked, but he also never took his foot off the gas. So that's strange. Then when he came to, he didn't know that he was in California. Yes.
That can happen after an accident, but yeah, if you're also intoxicated. That
right.
Can
or I'm
is
thinking
he a drinker, by the way? How much of a drinker is he?
I don't think he's a drinker. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. He used to be big on Ambien, and fighting through Ambien was a trend for a while, and he had, you know, he was always talking about having sex on Ambien, and so if you don't let yourself fall asleep and you fight through it, you're in this altered state, which, you know, maybe he still had Ambien from the night before in his system, and then, you know, he blacked out from it. I don't know. He has done that in the past. It's weird.
All right, next up here, Jay, is a focus on one of the most popular movies of 2019, that Knives Out flick. And, they're making another couple of them, I guess, right?
Well, it was huge, and it was no surprise. Everybody knew that there was going to be a sequel, but there are two sequels in the works. Daniel Craig is coming back, the director is coming back, and there is quite a bidding war between, like, Apple and Amazon with others as well. But so the first film cost $40 million, turned into $311 million. This deal
that's
is worth $400 million.
That's what they make. They made it for $40 million, and they realized $311 million in ticket sales. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then this new deal is worth more than $400 million.
That means that Netflix and Amazon are bidding the price up to that point to produce it. Not that it's going to cost that much to produce them, but that's what they want to pay, right? To have the exclusive rights.
Yes. Exactly, right. Doug. And it's one of the biggest streaming deals in history.
But here's the thing, though, Doug. Netflix has movies that are in theaters. This does not mean that it will not just be, that it'll just be on Netflix. This has every possibility of ending up in a theater.
Oh, okay. All right. Can we quickly talk about Kellyanne Conway's daughter? Wasn't she on? Was she on American Idol?
Yeah, she's in the hospital. She posted a video to TikTok. She was dancing from her hospital bed, flexing with an IV attached, thinking that it's appendicitis. And she was saying that she just hopes her appendix doesn't burst. I mean, if your appendix is going to burst, then you're already in the hospital.
Yeah. And do we have to post everything on TikTok? Like, everything?
She does.
She apparently does.
If you want to be an influencer.
All right. Next half hour, focus back again on COVID and vaccines and that sort of stuff coming up. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is dreaming common in dogs? You know, just like people, dogs do dream. Dogs, however, tend to dream with more action and for shorter times than most people. Many dogs will move their whiskers and their lips and make licking and chewing motions as they are actually dreaming. They may paddle their feet almost like they're running. Their eyelids may also twitch, and you may see their eyes moving back and forth rapidly under their eyelids. Some dogs will actually vocalize, making little yips or howls. Some people have seen these behaviors when their dog was dreaming and thought that it was a form of a seizure. If a dog is dreaming, he can be easily awakened by calling his name or patting him on the shoulder. I often wonder what they're dreaming about. Sometimes I see smiles on their faces, and their feet are going, and their eyes are moving. It's kind of like they're chasing that rabbit or rolling around in their own field of dreams. Dogs do dream, and if they've had positive experiences, I have to assume they have positive dreams. But sometimes dogs will have nightmares. Then it's up to the guardian to be really, really gentle. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower. Built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system. And standard mulch controls to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing. They're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series 0-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The girlfriend of George Floyd breaks down on day 4 of the trial of the former officer charged in his murder.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer in Minneapolis. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A black man is facing charges for the violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in New York City.
38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
This is what's happening in radical cities and states like ours here in New York, where the policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street. In this particular case, it was Governor Cuomo's appointed parole board that allowed this individual to be released. He was sentenced to 15 years to life. So after 17 years, was put back on the street, was living in a homeless shelter, and he committed this heinous act.
That audio, courtesy of Fox and Friends First. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Opening day of Major League Baseball, the Royals take down the Rangers in a thriller, 14-10. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 8-7. It was the Cardinals 11, the Reds 6, and the Rays blanked the Marlins 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Thirty-four at the hour on the DJV program. We have baseball getting underway. Isn't that cool? Cool.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay! Yeah. Jennifer Horn is rooting for San Francisco. Victoria, who are you rooting rooting?
Bite your tongue.
New York Jets.
I like the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I have a hat and everything.
Really? Why?
Because, Jen.
Oh.
And I like the hat. And the hat is cool. And I like their uniforms and the colors.
Yeah, Jay's down in Nashville.
Because they won the World Series, remember?
And yeah, duh. And they always make it to the World Series. They don't always win, but they did last year.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay, so Jay, you're in Nashville where they have the unlikely honor of having a hockey team. But there's no baseball teams in Nashville,
no, but
right?
I mean, I'm born and raised Cleveland, Ohio, so I go hard for Cleveland sports. I go all the way in on them. I bleed red and blue and brown and wine and gold and yeah.
I noticed that one of the trending stories you're following is the fact the Indians are banning headdresses and face paint at the games, right?
Yeah, and it's not like a lot of people actually do that. There's usually maybe like three.
Yeah, calling attention to it would seem to me to
they're
make
the ones
it
that
more
always
likely.
End up on TV, though. The yeah. people who dress up, and they're the ones. So I think maybe, you know, the networks probably won't pan to those people anymore.
Hmm. Well, I mean, the thing about it, all that I think of when I see stuff like that is that idiot that wore the horns in the White House raid yeah. or the Capitol raid. That's all I can think
Mr.
about.
Organic food only in jail? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it for him. Mm. All right, Victoria. Does the we've got this Pfizer question mm-hmm. about the vaccine. Would you like to go over the question now that has seemingly
yes.
raised its ugly head?
This is some good news. It's not the greatest news ever, but it's good. According to the ongoing Phase 3 clinical trial of Pfizer, the vaccine, they have now confirmed that it protects at least 6 months after the second dose. So there has been a lot of question. We don't know about Moderna yet. We don't know how long the J&J vaccine lasts. But now Pfizer has been testing 40-some thousand people over the last 6 to 8 months, and they have now determined that it remains 91% effective against disease with any symptoms for 6 months. So you can still have maybe some mild symptoms if you're in that 9% group, but the risk of dying from it is actually almost none. And so it also, here's some other good news, it also appears to be fully effective against the South African variant, which has been worrying a lot of people. Yeah. So yeah. the vaccine has been determined to be 100% effective against severe disease, so meaning you're essentially not going to end up in the hospital or severely ill with COVID if you have the Pfizer vaccine. So 6 months after the second shot, that's the duration that they now know it's effective. So that means if you're getting your shot around now, maybe, right, you know, if you've got your second dose, count 6 months ahead and then pretty much plan on you're going to have to get either a different type of vaccine or a booster shot of what you've already gotten.
All right. So let's talk about some of the variants. There are a number of cases apparently around the country of what's described as B.1.1.7. Is that the thing that is affecting younger people? Is that
that's, it is. That's the British one. Yeah, right. B.1.1.7 is the British variant, or they call it the British variant. The states that have the worst cases right now of that, Florida's number one, Michigan's number two, and New Jersey is number three. So where I am. So that is considered to be a very troubling variant because it's highly transmissible and it's also affecting younger people. So yeah, that's one that everyone's kind of got their eye on. And a lot of the experts are worried that that variant this summer could lead to another surge because so many young people will be out and about at the beaches and pools and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, is that bingo? Is that how I don't think I've ever played bingo. Do you use numbers or letters?
Oh, yes, you have.
You haven't played bingo?
Yes.
Really? B-I-N-G-O, bingo is the name of.
Yeah, they have the number caller who says, B7. And then you look on your card and then you mark it off.
It's more fun when it's drag queen bingo, but yes. So you probably definitely
I always wanted to be one of those crazy ladies that go to church bingo with all of their little blotter things, you know, and they set up like their little troll doll good luck charms. Those are always fun ladies. I like them.
All right.
I feel like you have been that lady in a past life.
Yeah, exactly.
So, pretty sure.
Yeah. With glitter pens and...
Oh, yeah. Only pink and purple blotters, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Doug has no idea what we're talking about.
Well, I don't because I've not. I think I remember sort of a picture in church on Sunday morning after church was over, the older ladies playing bingo down in the basement of the church.
Yeah,
I think I remember that.
It's in the events hall. It's not like they're sitting in church. I mean, that.
Yeah, no, they're not doing it in church. They're planning how to do it while they're in church, and then they go down and do it after church services are over.
I gotta say, there is not a lot of planning involved with bingo, Doug. This is not like a game of strategy. No.
I'd be a good announcer. B9. Sounds like when you go to the registry of motor vehicles, they call your number out so you can come up and get your...
B9 reminds me of the soil that I had once.
I know, right? Here we go. We're heading there.
And a song by Tony Orlando. I'll finish
you
right now.
Okay. All right, so let's go back to the vaccines. It's becoming apparent how much money is being made by these drug companies, and maybe an indices of that is how they're pushing to have the government or somebody come out with a ruling that you need to get a shot every 6 months. That seems to be, you were straining over that a little bit ago, Jennifer, as to what was what and who was who, and whether or not we're going to need to have one of these boosters every year, do we need every 6 months, and how much money is involved. And I think that's really the bottom line.
I'm torn on this. I think that having the vaccine and having it as quickly as we did is a great thing. It's a great thing for people because I think it gives people a little more confidence to go back out there. But I think that there is a lot of fear mongering that's gone on, a lot of fear-based thinking that has crept into everybody's head because of the news media and the randomness. And look, it's not all the news media. There's a randomness to COVID that is scary. Some people do fine with it. Other people don't. Yeah. Some people do fine with the vaccine. Other people don't. There's a lot of randomness. I get all of that. But it makes me go, are you kidding? That every 6 months now, for the rest of our lives, we're going to have to go through a shot of this. And who's laughing all the way to the bank? Is it pharmaceuticals again?
You think it's above or beyond?
I think pharmaceutical companies are capable of doing amazing, life-saving work. But at the same time, I've seen way too many horror stories about how they are big businesses. And is this something that they're doing to just...
Watch television any night of the week. Every spot break in every network on every show has a drug commercial in it.
So I'm torn. I don't want to be a conspiracy. Like, I hope that it doesn't sound like I'm being a conspiracy theorist here, because truly, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I am not a conspiracy theorist. But I do question just how convenient it is that now we're going to need every 6 months. We're going to need a booster.
We're getting into the drug culture. I was mentioning whether or not marijuana was a gateway drug and how you get on to various drugs. This is the same thing. This is legalized. The money is so huge here. We are legalizing drugs. The only reason that there's a stain on marijuana is because it isn't legal and they can't make any money on it. But I will tell you right now from my experience, the people who are sniffing around and within 4 or 5 years see if this isn't the case. The drug companies will own all of the major manufacturers of marijuana.
And then it'll marijuana. Be
fine. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be fabulous. Yeah. Oh, it'd be great after that. Let's see. Speaking about COVID, Dr. Ken and his podcast, we've got a couple of very recent ones that are great. All of them are very instructive, very informative. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of this program and has his weekend DJV Health program. The podcast that's up right now is a discussion of the possibilities of reinfection, which sort of goes down the same road that we're going. So it's an authoritative overview of what the FDA is saying about it from Ken's research. You can always be sure there's a lot of research involved in what Ken talks about at his DJV Health perch. Also, the safest vaccines, we overview that in a recent DGV Health program, and we discover what a long hauler is. You'll be interested to know about that. We talk about the killer disease, tuberculosis coming back. All that sort of stuff is there for your listening pleasure and information. Every week, it's the DGV Health Show podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic bread.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccines. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
You know, one of the things that I was talking about COVID, there is a lot. We're dealing with it here pretty well now, but places like India, they don't have a clue. They're really there's so many people, it's so spread out. In China, it's the same thing, but you won't hear any reports about what's going on in China. In India, they are having problems. They've had mass funerals for people that have died. They've lost probably a million people over there or close to it. And so they're continuing this week with a huge religious festival, even though the country is rampant with COVID. And it makes me wonder, you know, again, back to the common sense approach. In countries like that, they just don't have have a grasp on reality.
Or maybe faith is more important to them.
Oh, well, I mean, it could be.
Oh, faith is huge.
I understand that.
I mean, I wouldn't talk down about it. I mean,
I wouldn't talk down about it.
They're making a choice because that's more important to them. And
well, maybe that gets them through all of this. You know, there are stranger things in heaven. Thoughts are things. And mass thinking about one thing has been shown in the past to prove to be a positive thing, to fix problems. I was teasing, was it yesterday or the day before, Uri Geller had a lot of publicity all over Europe because he claimed that he put people to thinking about getting the ship out of the Suez Canal, and he said at 11:11, everybody think about it, and damned if not at 11:11, the ship was freed. So, you know, there's something about that. Meanwhile, American membership in churches, did you see this? The number continues to decline. Less than 50% of people in America say that they go to church. Matter of fact, I think the number is 47% say that they belong to a church, a synagogue, a mosque, something like that. So it keeps going down. When the measurement first started, just before World War II, 73% of Americans said they went to church. And then it declined, started declining after World War II and in the 50s. And now there are a number of people who don't have any religious preference at all, or so they say. So what does that do? Is that good or is it bad or is there just nonplus? I mean, it's an interesting statistic, but what it doesn't show is people like me who believe in God and the power of spiritual thinking, the sort of stuff that I expound on every day here. So is that
well,
you
I
have
think
to?
It's, I think it shows yeah. the difference between spirituality and religion. You know, there's a huge difference there. I've always said since, you know, high school that I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual. So,
well, you belong to a Quaker church, or you just say that you're
a Quaker? I didn't then. No. But, yeah, I mean, and it's just, you know, and with COVID, I haven't been to any meetings or anything. But mm-hmm. I'm like you. I don't feel like I need a middleman, you know?
No. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. Organization. Well, sometimes it helps people to identify their values.
Sure, yeah.
10 before the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. Should I go to my dentist to get the COVID vaccine? Apparently, the Biden folks are saying that they want to get inoculation going, and the best way to do it is after you get your Novocaine shot, you get a shot of the vaccine. Good idea or not, Ken?
I say go to any site where they know how to give it, they know how to store it, and it's available. That's the general recommendation.
Yep. All right. Next, the guidelines for going back to school. Do you know what they are, and do you know if they're safe?
Well, the CDC made a change to the guidelines saying that no longer do we need 6 feet. We need 3 feet clearance, and the only time you need more than the 3 feet, go to the 6 feet, is in when you're in an area where people are really raising their voices loud, like singing, or people are talking loudly. That's where you're going to need to go to the 6 feet. No one knows where the 6 feet actually developed. I mean, that just developed last year, and now through good science, we know you're adequately protected at 3 feet. This opens up the door to many schools which had trouble maintaining 6 feet, and hopefully we can get the kids back in school because we're the developmental issues, the mental issues that are occurring because they're not in school are going to be devastating, and we're going to be studying this for years and wondering whether we made the right decision or not in retrospect.
So the question comes on, what is, are we more depressed now? We seem to be. I think there's a lot of...
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
The mental health people are so much more busy than they've ever been. There was a study out just last night. Half of mothers think their teenagers are depressed over COVID. And I think at all ages, for anyone alive, because of the duration of this, the loss we've had, not only in terms of people, but in terms of activities in our life, losing our routine. This reactive depression is widespread, and I think we're going to have the roaring 20s as soon as a herd immunity is met and we can get back to our lives. And that's what happened. You know, this happens, fortunately, only once every 100 years, hopefully. Mm-hmm. The last time something like this happened in America in 1918, then you had the roaring 20s when it got to herd immunity and it was safe to take the masks off. I think we're going to see the same thing worldwide when it's safe to do it again.
Well, you certainly see the economy, stock market and stuff going gangbusters now. We're not even out of this yet. Hopefully what happens after the roaring 20s from 100 years ago won't happen. The 30s you go into a depression, and the 40s we have a world war. Let's hope it doesn't follow in that way. The acknowledgement of World Tuberculosis Day this past week is something that people asked about, because there are a lot of folks who don't even know what tuberculosis is. So what is it, and is it still a problem?
Tuberculosis is an infectious disease which, fortunately, except for some very rare variants, we have good effective treatment for. But, you know, you go back to, you're talking about the 30s and 40s, you know, people were sent away to these places where they could just sit out by the air and breathe the air. They were isolated, and for many years we had no effective treatment and people would die from this. Fortunately, this is in most cases, a very effectively treated illness. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, is now a rarity. But you go back to the early part of the last century, up to the mid part, it was quite common and quite deadly.
Yeah, but there's some parts of the world, I guess, where their medicine is not that great.
Correct.
Probably there is.
Absolutely.
All right, is there, I guess I'm asking this because I had the experience myself. Here in Massachusetts, where I am, I went in to pay my taxes, and when I walked through the door in the taxpayer's office, there was this tall machine, looked like a mirror. And the lady said, before you pay your taxes, stand in front of this. So I did, and it told me what my temperature was. It was a picture of me. How much is this going to affect? Are we going to be doing this, these laboratory tools now that are pretty much everywhere?
Well, it depends whether we reach. The answer is the same, Doug, about all this. Are we going to reach herd immunity before a new variant occurs? And that means how quickly will the population get vaccinated?
Mm-hmm. All right. Congratulations. Thank you. Welcome in, by the way, to KLID, 1340 AM, down in Poplar Bluff. Actually, they're on the border of Missouri and Arkansas, the latest evaluative group to carry Good Day Health. Good to have you on board. Thank you very much. And thanks to Dr. Kent every week for being here with all of his answers, with all of the insight, with all the inspiration. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, here on DJV Health.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.